trusting his process and belief in his crew, Abbotsford's Ruby Sings cross-cultural harmonic project, Vox and Fold, is receiving recognition and renown in the Canadian music industry. Sing, a descendant of the Five Rivers and the Moon itself, also known as Punjab in South Asia, is nominated for Global Artist of the Year in this year's Breakout Western Canadian Music Awards, taking place this fall. Sing is happy about his nomination and that the work he does with his fellow artists and close friends on Vox and Fold is resonating in the industry.
It feels absolutely great. It's always an honor to have the work recognized. People are taking time to listen to the record and it's resonating with people. It feels great.
Sing's artistic expression is in how he believes and trusts in the process of his music, putting the process first, working with artists that become close friends during the entire creative process of a single project.
I'm lucky enough that all these people that I get to make records with are friends, people that I care for dearly. And for me, putting process first really means that we invite people, however they are, into the space, bringing all their talents. They're having a bad day, they're having a good day, it's been a hard week. However they may come, they can come as they are. And that we, as a group together, can hold that and create some beauty while we're doing it.
While proud of his nomination and the hard work his team puts into a record, Sing is frustrated with the industry's lack of diverse categories for artists who all get thrown into the mix of the tokenized global artist category. Sing strongly believes that there is more that Breakout and other awards organizations like the Junos could do to expand the global genre of music as a whole.
And it frustrates, to be candid, the hell out of me that we can have so much imagination for all these other genres of music, but as soon as we step out of the bounds of North America, we're just going to be like, oh, global. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty annoying because that's the category I've always been kind of thrown in. You know, before global, it was world. I think an industry term, which is, of course, if we look who runs this industry and we go up into the industry, it's going to be what it is. I hate the term. I really don't like it. I think we could get way more specific, and I would want people to kind of use their imaginations. I think it needs a little bit more thinking, in all honesty, but I think we could look at kind of the diaspora that exists here. And if we have all these various different specific things for like best spiritual album, best gospel album, and all these other terms, I feel like there could be an intercultural section, possibly a like Hindustani classical, a Punjabi, a Bhangra. Like maybe we could be more specific and more inclusive in our award ceremonies as opposed to putting all those genres under one massive label.
Taking a look at Breakout and the Juno Awards, there are multiple categories for the classical genre alone. Categories such as Classical Artist of the Year, Classical Composer of the Year, and Classical Album of the Year. The latter has multiple categories in the Junos for big ensembles, small bands, and even solo artists. While Global Artist remains the sole category in both of these awards for international and local musicians that don't fall into traditional Western music genres.
We have such a massive South Asian population here. So if we're going to consider classical, we should probably be considering classical Hindustani to go in there as well. Be considering Bhangra. We have one of the three largest places in the world where Bhangra music is created, right here in Sirk. We have world-famous artists in that genre, and went to global artists.
Ruby Singh and his group, The Future Ancestors, have just finished playing at the Winnipeg and Vancouver Folk Festivals, as well as the Harrison Arts Festival. Ruby Singh's Vox Unfold and Ruby Singh and The Future Ancestors are available on all streaming platforms. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold stories across the nation. For this and more stories like it, go to canada-info.ca.